What I admire about the Amish is at least they are honest about it. They freely admit that they have chosen to preserve the lifestyle of the 1800s. In contrast, churches that try to perpetuate the culture of the 1950s usually deny their intent, or they try to prove with proof texts that they're doing it the way it was done in the New Testament times. Then there are those who, fearing irrelevance, foolishly imitate the latest fad and fashion. In their attempt to relate to today's culture, they compromise the message and lose all sense of being set apart. Too often, these churches offer a message that emphasizes the benefits of the gospel while ignoring the responsibility and cost of following Christ. Is there a way to minister in our culture without compromising our convictions? The solution is to follow Christ's example of ministering to people. Jesus never lowered his standards, but he always started where people were. He was contemporary without compromising the truth. Myth number 5. If you are dedicated enough, your church will grow. This is a favorite myth promoted at pastors' conferences where speakers piously imply that if your church is not growing, the problem is your lack of dedication. They say, if you'll just stay doctrinally pure, preach the word, pray more, and be dedicated, then your church will explode with growth. It sounds so simple and so spiritual, but it just isn't true. Instead of being encouraged by these conferences, many pastors leave feeling more guilty, more inadequate, and more frustrated. I know hundreds of dedicated pastors whose churches are not growing. They are faithful to God's word, they pray earnestly and consistently, they preach solid messages, and their dedication is unquestioned. But still, their churches refuse to grow. It is an insult to say that their problem is a lack of dedication. These are good, godly pastors who serve God wholeheartedly.